is conditional use number 2529, Jamie and Darren Hooks.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a mechanic repair business, office, material and equipment storage to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 4.29 acres more or less. The properties are lying on the north side of Airport Road, which is Sussex County Route 494, approximately 600 feet east of Old Hickory Road, which is Sussex County Route 497. The 911 address is 7119 Airport Road, Laurel, and the tax parcel ID, and there's multiple, is District 432, Map 7, Parcel 28.05, and District 432, Map 7, Parcel 28.04. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibits. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Is there someone here representing this application? Okay, if you'd come forward, please, and give us your name. There you go. Good job.
Jamie Hooks.
Okay. You heard what Mr. Whitehouse had to say concerning your application. For the record, are there other things that you would like to add? We will have some questions, I'm sure, but give us more information about what really the business operation is going to be like, the days of the week, the hours of operation, what you're proposing.
We mostly operate Monday through Friday, sometimes on Saturdays. Most of our drivers come in around 6 a.m. and are back by about 6 p.m. We do have a sweeper truck that we have as well, and sometimes we do need emergency services for that, so sometimes they may have to come in at different times.
Okay.
Right now, we have 3 employees.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse, was this a violation report or?
There's no violation notice that's been served. So.
Okay. New business. All right. Okay. Well, let's start with some questions so we can get things on the record just because we need to.
Okay.
Mr. Allen, we'll start with you.
What kind of business are you running in there at the present time?
We have dump trucks and one sweeper truck. So we do dump truck hauling where we haul material from location, mostly for commercial clients.
Okay, and I do see where you're having a mechanic repair business. Is that for
the? It's for the vehicles if we need to make any repairs.
Only?
Yes, not anything outside, no.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's just for the dump truck repair. Like if we need to work on, our vehicles, something's broke down, we have a shop there, so.
Okay. That's about all I have right now.
The material that you're hauling, is it material that you're storing on site, or are you leaving the site empty, picking it up somewhere, and then dropping off and coming back home empty?
Sometimes we do have material there. It just depends on our job that we're working on. We do some residential stuff, so sometimes we need small amount of material, so we do haul it out of there. But most of the time we go to pits or stone yards and pick up the material and take it to the location.
I'm assuming you're just loading with like a skid steer wheel loader or something along
that is correct,
line.
Yes.
And when you're repairing these vehicles, the entire dump truck can fit inside?
Yes.
And then you said you have 3 employees. Obviously, they're each driving their own vehicle, leaving it there during the working hours.
That is correct.
Bringing back.
Yep.
And just to make sure I heard that right, 7 to 6 Monday through Saturday?
7 to 6 Monday through Friday, and then occasional Saturdays.
It's emergency on the sweeping or
yes.
Whatever needed. Okay.
Correct.
No more questions.
Are you guys living in a house that's just off the road there?
We do have a house there, but we had a house fire. So right now we're not living on that location.
Okay. It looked like it was under construction. So
yes, unfortunately. Our house caught fire last year.
But you will be moving back into that area?
We will. We hope to be back in by end of November.
And I do see gas tanks. Are they propane tanks?
They're actually no longer on the site. We had them removed.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm finished.
Just a really simple question. The bar and the pool are not part of the conditional use application in any way, shape, or form, right?
The what? I'm sorry.
There's a bar noted on the site plan, I think, right? And a pool. Are those still on the site?
A barn dominium?
Bar.
A bar? Yes.
Yeah, it's one that my husband actually built.
Okay.
It's just like a...
It's just for you,
it's
for private
for
use.
It's just for our use,
okay.
Yes.
I assumed so.
He built it during COVID.
But I would like to make sure it's on the record that we're not approving a operation of a bar there.
No, it's definitely personal okay. use.
Thank you. I don't have any other questions. I just saw it and it was, you know.
It's a conversational piece.
Hey, Mr. Pettyjohn.
I was just noticing, you know, where the driveway looks like it crosses over the boundary lines and that kind of thing, but the neighboring properties are...
They're owned by my parents.
Okay.
Yep.
So as far as, there are three separate parcels that are there together that are owned by your parents, am I understanding?
That is correct. There are one to the left of us and one to the right of us. They own both of those.
Okay. All right. So, but that was something that I'm assuming was subdivided later on, or that's just, it didn't matter because they own it all, you made the drive wherever you wanted, kind of a deal?
Well, the driveway was supposed to, when we first built the house in 2005, it was supposed to be a right-of-way.
Okay.
So that right-of-way just kind of, is that what the part you're talking about, where the driveway is?
Yeah, because I noticed, yep. Yeah, you can see where the driveway goes across that line.
Kind of goes
obviously
off.
In real life, you don't see the lines divided there, but in here, it's like, well, wait a minute. I just wanted to, you know, make sure that wasn't something that you were on. Technically, I guess you are on somebody else's property, but right now it's not because it's family. It's
not an issue, right?
Not
correct.
An issue, but I just want to make sure that, you know, if you're getting conditional use for this business,
and they actually don't plan on selling that piece of property that it's bordering. Eventually, we're going to be purchasing it from them.
I'm going
to. Or it's going to be given to us.
That was one of the questions I had with that access. You're going to have that cleaned up before we can finalize this, I'm sure, legally, because you have to have access back there. Yeah. And everybody always has good intentions. You might inherit it, or it could be sold to somebody that you don't right. know or like, and that then you'd lose your access to it. So to protect yourself as well, it would have to be cleaned up.
I think is right now that's access to the whole property, whether it's house or out back or anything, right? That is your main.
Yes.
Way. But if they're
that is the only
there,
way
it
in,
needs
yes.
to be, it needs yeah. to be noted as such that that's your access.
Yeah. Yes.
So before we would approve the final site plan, you would suggest that
yeah,
they have
I think
that
Mr. Whitehouse
documented?
Was comment on that.
That's definitely something that can be clarified at the final site plan, or that any potential approval can be conditioned on having that specific detail
right.
shown. I did have a question, if I may.
Okay, yes.
Just for the applicant, just for my own curiosity, this piece of equipment that was here on beginning of March of last year, is this related to the business, or is this just tricky?
Yes, but it's actually it's up for sale right now.
Okay, so yep. can I ask what it is? Because we were curious in the
office. It's a topsoil screener.
Okay, so that's not part of the use that's being applied for then? That's just...
It just screens topsoil.
But you don't have that on your application as part of the what you want to be able to do there?
I don't.
So...
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So. But it's going to be sold anyway. We're no longer keeping it. We're actually downsizing our company, so...
Are you processing anything else on site?
No.
No mulch, grinding?
Nope.
Know anything like that.
Nope.
But for now, you're going to continue to do that until it sells, I assume, right?
I would assume so.
Yes, I mean,
well, she doesn't have approval to do that, so no, she's not.
Okay, my mistake. But yeah. No, I was saying if that's what you were seeking approval for, then that's
it's not on the application.
Yeah, that would need to be
yeah.
on that as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to walk you into that. But yeah.
Is that something that we need to ask for? As of right now, it's going to be sold, so I don't foresee us using it.
Okay, so what you have the application in for is the only thing what we're considering today.
Okay.
So if you have other plans for other things to be done there, then you're going to have to come back in and go through this whole process again.
Okay. Yeah, we're
and if you're doing it and you don't have approval for it, then legally you could be shut down. So you don't want that to happen either.
Okay.
Yeah, so proceed with just getting it sold, and then you don't have to worry about it. Okay, the stuff that you're storing on site, you're going to be storing, I'm assuming, like stone?
Yes.
And fill dirt, maybe topsoil?
Yes.
Do you have bins out there? Will you be putting bins out there to maintain?
No, we don't have any bins out there.
Okay. How about the oil waste and any other chemicals when you're doing any service on the trucks?
It goes into a bin.
And you have pickup?
You might be able to explain that. A little bit
you'll more. Need to come up to the podium, sir, please.
Sorry.
That's okay. We just need to make sure that
that's
it's properly.
That's his department.
Right. I gotcha. We just need to make sure that it's properly disposed of. Just give us your name, please.
Yeah. Darren Hooks. The oil and everything, it goes into like a big 300-gallon tote. And once it's full, it gets removed off of site. Usually a lot of people come and pick it up, and it's for like oil heat.
Okay.
So, yeah, none of that stays there.
Okay. And then what about fuel tanks on site?
Fuel tanks are gone. We don't.
You don't do your own
diesel fuels? We fuel up at the pumps.
Yeah, at the pumps. Okay. All right.
Yeah, they actually just got picked up last week. So.
Okay. All right. Would you want to have a sign on the property advertising your business? No? Okay. Let's see. What else do we have? Can you tell us if there's any other businesses in the area?
There's a farm around the corner on Old Hickory.
I'm sorry?
There's a farm on the corner.
Okay. Any other kind of like commercial business operation?
What was that?
Any other business operation?
Just farms.
Just farms. Okay. All right. Does anybody else have any other questions? Go ahead.
Just lighting. You talked about the shop working. Do you have exterior lighting on that pole building?
We do.
Okay. Anybody else have any other questions? Did we cover everything? No? Any other questions? Okay. All right. If you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2529, Jamie and Darren Hooks? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Okay, any other questions? I will close the hearing on conditional use number 2529, Jamie and Darren Hooks. Mr. Allen, what's your pleasure?
Madam Chair, I move that we defer action for, let me find it again. I've got it. Conditional use 2529 for Jamie and Darren Hooks for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2529, Jamie and Darren Hooks. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. That just will allow us to give more time to do a motion properly, so just so you know. Okay, next